This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. We'll finish Yud Testament Beis 19b, the third section, the blue text. So we started 2 days ago. The Gemara said that there's another Machlokas Tanaim about whether or not you can bring Nedarim u'Nedavos, the voluntary offerings on Yontif. So we're now going to quote from the last position that we had in the Brisa from 2 days ago. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says, maybe Adam Todaso b'chag ha-sukos. You can bring your korban toda on Sukkos. Amos, what part of Sukkos? Ilema b'cholo shel moed. If that we're talking about cholo moed, it's a hainu tanakama. That was the first position above out of the three. So obviously it can't be that, because then there'd be no difference between the two. Ella b'yantif, rather, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon must mean, know that you bring the korban on yantif, even though it is voluntary. And therefore, uksavar nidarim unidavos craven b'yantif. Right, that he believes that the voluntary offerings can be brought on yantif. Good. So now, my shno chag hasukos dinakat. Right, so then if that's true, you should be able to bring it on every other yantif, not just Sukkos. Why does he specify Sukkos? So Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon l'tame. That's to teach you something additional. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon goes according to his reason. D'tanya. All right, we learned in another brayso. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says. Now this takes us back to the idea of Baal Ta'acher, right, of not delaying the fulfillment of your vow, right? So Rav Shimon says, Lo ye'amer chag ha-sukot, right? In that pasuk of chag ha-matzos, Shavuos and Sukkos, it comes right after talking about the holiday of Sukkos. So don't tell me Sukkos. Shabo ha-kasum medaber, because the pasuk is talking about Sukkos. So end with Sukkos, tell me Pesach, Shavuos, and finished. Lama ne'amar, therefore, why does it specify Sukkos? Lomar she'zeh acharon. To teach us, like we saw Rav Shimon above, that this is the last in the yontifs, which means for fulfilling your vow, it has to be in order. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, with Sukkos being the achron, the last. Right? So whenever you take your vow, you have all the way until you get a full, in order, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Okay. Right, so even if you took a vow right after Pesach, you'd get right almost a year and a half till you have to fulfill the vow, right? Because you go to Shavuos, you go to Sukkos, then you come all the way back around Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and then you'd have to fulfill your vow. Good. So that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Lomar shezeh goreim. This is a new position, right? The first two positions where you need three regalim. In order or not in order. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, Sukkos is the key. It's the mother load. You cannot pass Sukkos without fulfilling your vow. Even if you took the vow 3 days before Sukkos. Sukkos comes, you better fulfill your vow. That's why Sukkos is, that's why he specified Sukkos. Okay. Now we move on to another piece of that Brisa. So v'yotze b'mishum simcha v'ena yotze b'mishum chagiga. All right. So he said, all right. Elazar Rav Shimon says you can bring it on Sukkos. You fulfill an obligation of a samachta b'chagecha, rejoicing on Yontif, but you don't fulfill your obligation of the obligatory shlamim, which is the korban chagiga. So Gemara says pshita. Of course, that's simple. Davar shebechovahi, the chagiga is an obligatory korban. It's a chova. Bechol davar shebechovah in aba elamin achulin. Right. If you want to fulfill an obligatory obligation, it has to come from a regular animal that's not set aside for anything else. Right. It's a regular animal that you bring and sanctify as a korban chagiga. You can't take a korban that you already designated as a todah and then say, oh, I'm going to use that for my chagiga and kill two birds with one stone. Or two cows with one chalaf. Doesn't work that way. A chalaf is a slaughtering knife. It's enormous. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lo tricha. No, I understand that, right? That is simple. But I need it for the case, the afal gav, the parish. Even though you specifically said it, you right? Lefaresh is to explain. When you designated the Korban Todah originally, you said, I'm going to give this as a Todah so that I'll fulfill my obligation with this of the Chagiga. So even if you said that, we don't care. You have to bring a Todah and you have to bring a separate Korban Chagiga. Just like Rav Shimon and Lakish wanted to ask Rav Yochanan. Ha'omer ha'rei alai Todah ve'etzei ba'yudei Chagiga. Somebody says, I'm going to accept upon myself to bring a Korban Todah Thanksgiving offering. And I'll fulfill my obligation right with this Korban of my Chagiga. Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazirite. All right, in the continuation, we'll see tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.